It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Yes, good evening. And welcome to my program. 54th year. Good Lord. Will I ever get tired of this? No. But you may get tired of me, and I want to make a statement. And maybe a question first. People ask, what is the mystery? What's behind the mystery of Obama's attraction for so many, excuse the expression, deadbeats? So many people love his failing programs. And anybody with a little bit of brain can see it. What is the matter with people that love as a person that causes people to fail? And the failing ones don't see they're failing. That is the question I should be talking about this evening, but not because it's political, because we do it to each other. And if I can get you to see that you do it to each other, enjoy setting each other up to fail, excuse me. If I can get you to see that, and that you are the one that does it, and how you do it, or the one who's the victim, and how the victim seems to benefit, and does not see anything wrong with this arrangement. I'm Roy Masters, and just giving you a little opening to the kind of things I'll be saying in the next 3 hours. Some of you only get 1 hour, and some of you get 2 hours, and others get 3 hours. It all depends on what station you listen to. If you would like to listen to all three, please enjoy your local program as much as possible and give credit to the stations that take this program. Otherwise, you can tune to my website, FHU.com, and listen live or listen archive. So you can listen to it anytime you want to, so it doesn't have to be wee hours of the morning. The number is 800-866-8883. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I was watching Rush Limbaugh. He is brilliant. He's got everything. Nothing misses his eye. He is the leader of our country. But in one sense, he hasn't got everything. There's a little piece missing. Now, I'll tell you what it is. He's got all the facts, and he's got the psychological reasons, too. And he was born for that. I heard him say it. He loves it. He loves it since he was a little boy of 8 years old. He always wanted to be on radio. That wasn't my goal, but I ended up on radio because since I was a little boy, I just knew that I was meant to understand how the world works and bring everybody together of every race and color and creed. And to go deeper beyond language and spiritual and rote spiritual learning, which has a value, but go so deep as to relieve you, the population, who was weary and bewildered and demoralized. And I saw it coming, but I saw that possibility as a child, that I could help the world, and I had to find a place, you know, from which to stand. I didn't know what that was. I didn't know what it looked like. And how can you help the whole world? In those days, I thought it was a place. No, it's not. It is a place. It's my office and a microphone. And I can do now to every race and color and creed to bring peace to the world, because the English language is the most understood, most widely spoken. And so it is, you know, appropriate that this language, which is beautiful, when it's spoken properly, and distributes truth to all the people of the world as a common denominator. It is appropriate that I'm sitting here on a radio program, but not knowing that this would be the place, which is not actually a place. It is somewhere in the air, in a matter of speaking, somewhere in the internet, somewhere. It's hard to explain, but it's coming to you from a little place in my heart to all of you. We'll be right back. I'm Roy Masters.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you, but if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, I'm going to open my program with something, and I want that something to lead to a response from you. And you've heard me say many, many times that the America I came to 60-odd years ago, about 63 or 64 years ago, I never stopped to figure it out exactly. But the America I came to was civilized. The America I live in now is a wasteland. I'm sorry to say, but it's not the same place, and it's not the same world, and it isn't the same people. There are some people left. Who said this? The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. Did I not say that when I first started, I spent $35 on a tiny little station full of screamers, as the Mr. Williams, who was the owner of the station, called them, meaning just, you know, God this and God that, you know, in not a gracious way. And he said, you can't survive this. He said, you can't, you don't belong here. But I got a friend, he wouldn't take my money, he was such a good man. He said, you can't survive. So a friend of mine paid the $35, but lo and behold, I was on the radio. 15 minutes. Then he asked me, can you do a talk show? I said, what's that? And so I ended up with an hour. And so it began. I wanted to bring my message to the world. And that's the way it began. But with respect to what I was saying a few moments ago about what George Orwell, the author of 1984, said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. I see the difference now. I have 300 stations. 300 stations, or close to it. And ads all over TRN. Now remember, just look at the difference. And you see that he's right. George Orwell was right. The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. Most of you have drifted from the truth to it. 70% of you are on legal drugs, medicine, because of condition called stress. The other 30%, or maybe somewhat less, because some of you are not. But the percentage of people who are not on drugs in some form or another because of stress is very minimal. most of you are legally or illegally taking drugs for health and for, you know, for psychological problems, to dull your consciousness. And this may be some of the things I want to say to you. But when I said 300 stations, I will tell you, when I try to point out that stress is the cause of all problems, what I'm really saying, and what you hear me say, I make no bones about it, that stress is biblically temptation. And the reason why you're sick and suffering, while your country's falling apart, and the dark night is rising and has risen, is because of your falling away from your ground of being. And this has been going on for a long time. It didn't happen in a week, a month, or a year. It's been in a process for going on for at least 50 years that I know of. The stage has been set for Obama by predecessors called liberals, socialists, if you like. And so slowly but surely, through welfare, through our sympathy for people less fortunate, we built a huge army of people who reproduce and do nothing but suck off the life of those who work, until there are so many that they can take over the country because, well, do I need to say any more? And the number is 800-866-8883. So here is the question again. What is behind the mystery of Obama's attraction to so many deadbeats? And that's the correct words. If you have any problem for that, you need to call me, 800-866-8883. Now remember, you have a right to call me and say, I'm not a deadbeat, I'm on welfare. No, you may not be. And if you're properly on welfare, it's appropriate. But if you are breeding each other, and generations are breeding generations of people who do nothing, who can not produce anything, but are addicted to your money, to our money, I should say, we have a very serious problem. Now, here's the reason behind why Obama is liked for his failing policies. Because everybody who is set up to fail, and we're going to come back to each other. When you set up a person to fail, and you intimidate them into submission, intimidation into submission, they will no longer be true to themselves. This doesn't happen overnight. You can see what happened over the generations if you look back and see the kind of conditions that your children, you allowed your children to suffer, to the point that you had Ritalin and Prozac in order for them to study, to keep their mind on the junk that was being poured into their heads. And the rebels just, what do? They rebelled, couldn't learn, and they wandered the streets and gave their bodies and did some stealing and did anything they could to stay alive. Some of them made it, some of them transcended it, but you've got 40 million drug addicts. And where do they get the money from? They get the money from welfare. A lot of people, even the fundamentalists, the Islamic fundamentalists, they also are on welfare, and it provides them with, it enables them to do the things that will happen in Boston. You can see it. It enables people who are wrong to feel right about wrong. So therefore, for many, many years, 50 years prior to this day, people were being bred to be helpless, to be cut off from their values and virtues. I think the black community, ladies and gentlemen, the black community many years ago had a 15% divorce rate. They were very noble people. And but if you look at the divorce rate now and the sadness of it, the brokenness of the inner city, the devastation, and there's some forces want to keep it that way and want to bail them out on top of it and give more money to people to breed the same way. What we need to do is bring them back to culture, but it's hard to bring them back. As you said, George Orwell said, he says, the further a society drifts away from truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. They don't want to hear it. They love the deliverer, the one that rises to the spirit of the person who corrupted them now rises to nurture them, to appease them. My name is Roy Masters.
You're listening to Advice.
Huh? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to bring your attention to my Sunday morning programs. The reason for this is, well, I know you all can't come all the way from Timbuktu or South America or Iceland, wherever you are. We have a little retreat here in Oregon, just above 20 miles above Grants Pass, nestled in the mountains. And every now and then I give a seminar, and people come from all over the world, all over the country. There's only room for 50 people. I've had one recently in July 4th, but there is a new one coming up, a new opportunity for you to come if you wish. It's Saturday, August the 31st through Monday, September the 2nd, 2013. Now, the reason I mentioned Sunday morning broadcast, because every Sunday morning, there's 2 hours. You know, a lot of preachers, they study all week and they write out their sermon and they read it or memorize it. I don't do that. I come impromptu to my Sunday morning talks and I challenge the audience. Challenge them, you know, give them a little talk, and then we start helping people overcome their problems. And it's fascinating to watch. And so, therefore, may I direct your attention to FHU.com and click on Sunday Morning Conversations. And then, when you've enjoyed that 2 hours, and you'll see that 2 hours goes very quickly, has no commercials in it, of course, and then you can go to Seminar, go click on Seminar on the same website, and you can sign up if you wish. But eventually, that will appear so that you can see it and actually pay for it. But the cost to pay for that is not very much. You can go back as far as you want because we've had quite a few of those seminars and lectures. And the website is fhu.com. And just click on Seminar and you'll get to the page where you can see a little bit of our ranch, how beautiful it is. Call 800-877-3227 if you wish to come. It's not expensive, it's just 3 days. Everything provided. I'm Roy Masters.
Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Hello, here I am again. Let me explain to you how this works when you corrupt a person so they can no longer function from their own common sense. See, there's a faculty called common sense. And if you live by that faculty, it's actually living by faith, isn't it? And that's where faith resides. It's where the essence of what faith is flows through into your being, your fleshly being. And the purpose of corruption is to bring you back to corruption. Let me say it differently. In other words, that people who have power, and it's also true with people who do not know what they're doing. You can have a very difficult wife, a difficult husband, a difficult child, a difficult teacher. And you can put a label on all the people who know how to upset you. They become authority. In other words, your authority is no longer from you. Your authority is transferred to the people who intimidate you and cause you to appease them. And so, if you can bring up a generation or two generations of breaking children down and confusing them and misinforming them, you have what you see today, 40 million people, young people, on alcoholics, just alcoholics. There's 300 million people, more than 300 million people in America. You've got 40 million of them who are broken. How do we get that many? School is necessarily good. It just depends on who is doing the instruction. 800-866-1883. If you want a deeper explanation for that, please call me, 800-866-8883. Now, are you addicted to someone's love? Are you addicted to someone's largesse? In other words, are you spoiled? Are you spoiled to need someone's approval? Because that's as bad as material. See, what you want from when you're broken, when you're disconnected from the divine vine, what you want is a feeling of worth. And there's two kinds of feelings of worth. One's worthless. Now, we're coming back to the people on welfare, but not all of them, of course, but all too many. It's a whole army of people who are broken and breed broken children, who grow up to breed more broken children. And there's a method in the madness. There's no intent to educate those young people properly, but to educate them to have no skills, not to speak the language properly, so that they're practically useless, but they're rewarded for their uselessness. And in order to hold on to the benefits provided, you know the story about the fishing, the person who gives a fish is not the same as a person who gives a fishing rod and teaches him to fish, and then so you can pay for the fishing rod with your catch. That'll be fine. Or give it to him. One is a slave of the giver. One is independent and take care of himself. So why would somebody just want to breed people who cannot fend for themselves, but become dependent upon the spirit of Paradise Lost, if I may be as bold to say. The spirit of Paradise Lost. So it arises. The spirit of Paradise Lost isn't in, it's just not in just a person. It's in all of us. It's the spirit of Paradise Lost in us when we're broken, like the people I described, to recognize the master, the spiritual master of their demise, when it rises to greet their needs in a big way. First of all, you have a small number of people on welfare, and pretty soon half the country is not that way. Pretty soon, in order for them to survive, you need his largesse. And this is what you've got with Obama. It's not that he's so great, but he rises to greet the need for love. Remember, now, you in your own way, have experience, or looking for love in the wrong places. Once you are contaminated by corruption and broken, you have a little bit of the identity of the person. You've lost your true identity, and so there's an exchange. You have the identity of the abuser, and who guilts you into either rebelling or conforming. Okay? And so if you conform, you appease. And what do you appease for? Either for love, for a kind word, and you will become a slave for that, or a fish, or food, or a house, because you cannot bring it for yourself. You have no way. You don't even know what you've lost. But then There's so many of you that have such needs. And so many over a period of time, so many breeding people who are helpless, who grow up to breed people who are helpless. But the breeder, the spirit of the breeder, then arises at a certain point of the history, taking many 50, 60 years. And they will recognize the spirit of the which operated through all of the people, the teachers, the parents, everybody, who corrupted them and rose to the occasion of corruption like a drug pusher to the addict. So therefore, the Americans that you're seeing now that love the president for all his mistakes and foolishness is loved for the fact, for his largesse, for his power to take from those who work and those who made possible inadvertently. In other words, we who work, our money was used to create this underclass. And if you're in this underclass, I don't mean to criticize you. I want you to see that who these people are. They're called Democrats, especially with black members of our society, black Americans. Because you'd see that who was in the South? Who put you on those plantations? Who rescued you from those plantations? It took a little while, and you got rescued. There was civil war. And then there was a period of time when you began to be more free. But in the South, that didn't happen that quickly. We had to have a lot of uproar about that. And slowly but surely, you got it there. But see, the plantation of the South, made of Democrats, lives in the black population. And so unconsciously, they'll be gravitating to the very people, to the spirit of the people that did it to them. Because it's not too far away. It's not too many generations far away. You'll always be attracted to the person or the representative of the spirit that corrupted you. So now, ladies and gentlemen, my fellow black Americans, you are now under the hands of the very same people. For a while, you don't see it. You think you're self-privileged. These are entitlements, and it makes you feel good that somebody finally loves you. No, they don't love you. They've enslaved you to their purpose, and they want to create an army that will fight. Yes, it's happening. They want to create more and more demoralized people until those kinds of people, your kinds of people, outnumber us, and then it's war or slavery for all of us. My name is Roy Masters, 800-866-8883. Excuse my ad-libbing, my imperfect way of saying it, but I hope you understand it.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Well, my subject matter just a few moments ago was concerning welfare. But welfare is not welfare. You do not fare well. You actually are bred to be broken, bred to be dependent. Now, you can find this experience in every home, in most homes. It happens. One brother is favored. He's a bully. And he bullies his little brother. The little brother doesn't know how to deal with this. And he yields to the pressure out of guilt. And the more the little brother yields to the bigger brother, the more he gives him power to hurt him again. The little kid does not understand. He grows up broken. And he grows up an appeaser. And as an appeaser, he He may make it and make a living, but the chances are when he does, or she does, when a person like that gets married or has a relationship with someone, they will become a slave of something. It could be an insecurity of money. It could be an insecurity of personality, just an insecurity. You're not sure of yourself, and you need the love of somebody. You need reassurance. But what is it that's being reassured? That's the question. What is being reassured is what has infected you and cries out for its creator. But that it cries out for its creator so that it produces this quandary. You always look for love in the wrong places. Even when you think you found somebody that loves you, you wake up one morning losing a war you didn't know you're fighting. And this happens in most families. Most relationships go astray. Look, I have a simple CD. It's only $10. The trouble is to sell you this, or even give it to you, because I just mentioned George Orwell, author of 1984. The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And so one of the reasons why things I don't sell as much as I should, and there's many people listening, and they seem to be afraid, and still go back to their drugs and alcohol and say, well, that guy's interesting, but it's getting to a point where I become a threat. I become a point where the Tea Party will become a threat to those who I spoke about negatively. And then we have war. We are being set up to destroy each other. I just want you to know that. So this CD called Be Still and Know will level the playing fields. Please go to my website, fhu.com. Please go there. Or call my office to get a copy. Only $10. You get the military version, if you're military, free. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Here I am. We got a caller. If you're on welfare, would you please call me and grieve with me or disagree with me? And if you're on welfare and want to get out of it, I can show you how the game is being played. And so you can desert. And I'll show you how you can actually become independent. You surely do want to become independent, don't you? Come on. You don't want to be in that state of misery, in that state of squalor, even if you have a nice house and a car. Surely, you don't want to be dependent on other people, do you? You don't want your leader to steal from other people, calling taxes to give to you so you don't have to work, so you feel important. It's the illusion, don't you see? It's giving you the illusion of being worthwhile. But you're not worthwhile. And that's the reason why you have anxiety. And that's the reason why you need drugs. You have no purpose. Now, let's take our first call. 800-866-8883. Anybody has any problems with what I just said? I'm waiting for you. 800-866-8883. Call me Monday through Friday, 9 to 1 in the morning, or that's West Coast time. Or 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. Monday through Friday. All right, we're going to go to Curry. Hello, Curry. Is Curry there?
Yes.
Yes, hello, Curry.
Mr. Masters, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, sir.
Okay, thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Hey, I just tuned into your radio station. I haven't heard you before, but I was real interested in some of the things you had to say.
Yes.
I would like to start off by saying that I am recently back to work full-time after being unemployed for several years.
Yes, that's good.
During which time I was dealing with very severe depression, probably for some of the reasons that you stated, stress,
yes, yes,
anxiety, and a whole lot of other things. But during that time, I did receive food stamps. It was the only thing that I could receive, not having children. But I have to tell you that without it,
I understand that. Okay. You see, you don't have to explain it. You see, the problems you have, if you were to be born in the era I have referred to, in I came to this America in the early 50s, very early 50s, poor people, the poorest of people were the most noble. They didn't have any psychological problems. They might have, but the point is they handled their lives beautifully. There's a movie. I wish I could remember the name of that movie. It was about the Dust Bowl. I haven't been prepared for this question. But there was a movie about that, about the Dust Bowl ruining all the farmers and the farmers looking for work and down to the skinnies, and had dimes and quarters. That's all they lived off. But there was a noble people in those days. They found a way to make it on their own. And I find that my own children the same way. The problems that children have, if they're spoiled too much, so that they have too many games. It's as much as same thing as that happened to the people on welfare. If you give too much to your children, they spend more time playing games and feeling entitled. And after a while, you start to push into work, but they don't know how to work. They've never learned any skills how to work. Never developed anything that can make them independent of you. So the more you push them, the more they push you back. And so it's almost impossible to redeem these people. But this is not you. You're a person who fell to hard times. It was appropriate that you have that. But those hard times, if I may say so, weren't too very long ago. It was not too long ago, several years ago, you mentioned that it was that way. And I tell you, the hard times, it involved the schools that you went to. It involved the kind of family you came from. Slowly but surely, the families were being broken up to the point there's hardly any families intact anymore. Percentage-wise, it's very small. And so the working class, the people who don't work are now outnumber the people who do. You see, but you are different. You are the person who fell on hard times, but you weren't bred that way. Now today, what we get now is people handing food stamps to people and who are just out of work, and after a while, they could become dependent on it. And so when they become dependent on it, they lose their ability to function for themselves. Because as the conditions get worse, as the depression gets worse, they become more dependent on it. And as the years go by, it's all they have. And so therefore, there's nothing out there. And it's easier to stay on welfare than to work, because you're getting more on welfare than you do when you for a salary. And so this is what is meant, intended to demoralize people to becoming dependent on the giver. And then the whole society is broken, and the few that are left are outcasts. They become slaves of those who work become slaves of those who don't work, or they run away from the country to find refuge in other places. And all the best people disappear, like Atlas Shrugged. So I don't think I have any problem with you, sir.
Okay. Can I ask you, what do you recommend? What can be done when use of welfare is so prevalent in the family? And obviously, for all the reasons you talk about, it becomes a drain on those family members who are working and who are,
of course,
moving forward. How do you recommend? What do you recommend we do?
Well, you got to give me for instance. You got to give me a situation. Instance. Can you hold the line for a minute?
Sure.
Can you hold the line, ladies and gentlemen? If you'd like to join in the conversation. There is a remedy for welfare. How many people who are listening to me are on welfare? and just broken and demoralized. What's that word I'm missing all the time? Special word. David, what's that special word I have for being, you know, being mentally broken? You don't remember. Dysfunctional. I can never remember it because it's so it doesn't make any sense, but it does. Dysfunctional. Okay, we're back.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Caught me with the sad. 800-866-8883. Call me Monday through Friday from, let me see, from 9 o'clock in the evening to 1 in the morning, West Coast time, and from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. in the morning, Monday through Friday. 800-866-8883. Look, are you dysfunctional? Do you drink? Do you smoke? Does all your money go down the drain buying things you don't really need? Are things pulling you towards the worst kinds of people? You understand pulling you to the worst kinds of people rather than gravitating to the higher echelons of humanity? You see that people who are broken tend, not always, but nearly always, towards the worst in another person, who then accepts them and enables them. That's welfare. That is welfare. Even when somebody appears to love you and you're broken and you're forlorn and you're standing by a bus stop waiting for a bus and you have needs for love and reassurance and you're rejected, and all of a sudden, a stranger smiles at you. And you smile back and is polite to you. And actually extra polite to you. And like no one has ever been that polite to you before. What you got is a manipulator equivalent to your Obama. And go home with them. And after a while, doesn't want much from you to begin with. After a while, he wants sex with you. You can't say no. You have to give something of yourself to get something for yourself. And then you start to resent the person. There's a very strange thing about resentment. You feel guilty into giving more of yourself. Because the more you resentful you are, the less you are of a person, and the more you're becoming like what you hate and need their reassurance for your fulfillment. So you appease. And so you have evil as your master. And as it is with a person, as it is with a person, so it is with a nation. And the further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. I'm Roy Masters. We'll be right back.
Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, the love of money is the root of all evil. Money is not the root of all evil, it's the love of it, the lust of it. And because it's the blood of commerce, that's why it's so dangerous. And people can... Well, I've got to call it. Otherwise I'm going to be rambling on with my own thoughts. I just want to talk to Corey and see if he comes up with a for instance of what, you know, what one can do with when people are bound by poverty and how they can get out of it. I was born in poverty. My father in the Depression couldn't get a job. He could speak 11 languages, and he even lined up for the dole and said to him, he looked at his hands, he said, "What's the matter with me? I've got these two hands, I can do anything, I can speak 11 languages, what am I doing?" And so he had a few dollars left, and I'm going to get back to my call in just a minute, 800-866-8883. And I remember this very well. And so somehow he came home, he had a few pounds left, and he bought a whole bunch of broken watches. Where he got them, I don't know, hundreds of them. I mean, he bought them for, they were just throwaways. It was just at the beginning of the war. What did he do? He could build anything, a watch, anything. He went into a little basement, and he built a bench, and he knew how to silver plate, nickel plate, whatever it was required to take one part of a watch to put it another. And before you know it, he was in business, making money, because watches, you couldn't get watches in those days. The factories had turned to munitions and things. And so, where there's a will, there's a way. And I was brought up with nothing. If I wanted to have something, I'd have to earn it. And I did the same thing with my kids. And if I took them out of school because the school would actually degrade them and demoralize them. And when a child is demoralized, he may not know it. He's just broken. Then he doesn't know how to make it. He's confused and insecure. And an insecure person can't function for themselves. And I submit to you, Corey, that you went through some mental problems, you were saying. And I'll come back to you in just a minute, Corey. I just want to finish off. I didn't realize the time was going so fast. I will take you after this break, if you don't mind. I'll finish you off. I'll give you 6 minutes to the end of the program, the first hour. Thank you very much. We'll be right back. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a problem, consider this. 90%, that's 98%, I'll make a deal. Okay, 95%. But it's a huge percentage that of you that has been destroyed by stress. Stress is not something you play with, something you just have. Everybody experiences stress. But everybody who experiences stress without the wherewithal to deal with it will suffer mental, emotional conditions, mental, emotional, and physical conditions, to which arises doctors, psychiatrists, and welfare. I'm not saying that you shouldn't have welfare if you need it. There's got to be a safety net. I get it. But you can't breed people and expect, see, to have enough money in the end, because so many people are bred that way, to have enough people left who even want to work, just run away to another country like Atlas Shrugged. So may I suggest that even though you're not on welfare, you're on drugs. And You have Medicare, so somebody's paying for that, maybe not you. You have an immoral lifestyle, and you have problems with that. You shack up, you get sick, you get angry, you wake up one day losing a war you didn't know you're fighting, and you get frustrated, whether you're married or otherwise. So you see, you could have heart attacks, brain aneurysms, physical problems. It can be overcome simply by understanding how to overcome the stress. Okay, call my office. I'll go to my website. F website is fhu.com. I'm Roy Masters. We'll be right back.
For more information about Roy Masters and the Foundation of Human Understanding, call 1-800-877-3227 during regular business hours Monday through Friday Pacific Coast Time, and visit www.fhu.com or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528.
your mind. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, to conquer a country, you have to degrade the people, because people, noble people, are almost impossible to conquer. And what we have is a conquered people, a demoralized people. And when you're demoralized, you have all kinds of bad behaviors. And now this particular president you have and the group around him represent those who have, over the 50 years or so, have demoralized millions and millions of children, millions, and demoralized them. And now they want to rush to the rescue, but the rescue is going to now take them to communism. Once you've broken the family, demoralized everybody, the parents grow up to be parents, children grow up to be parents, and when they grow up to be parents, they produce, you know, their brokenness infects their own children. Can't help it. You bring up broken parents, they break their children. It's a chain reaction. And so you got to become dependent on others. You become dependent on others, and we'll just talk about. I'm running off, and I just wanted to give. I find myself running off and forgetting my caller. All right, Corey, I'm sorry. You want to give me an example so I can put my teeth into it.
Actually, Mr. Masters, rather than giving you an example, I would like to just deal with myself, so I get a little bit of my background.
That's good.
Recently back to work after a few months of being unemployed for several years, just dealing with stuff.
Yes.
Okay, and I still struggle every day. And it is stress. I'm anxious all the time.
Okay.
How do I not end up on the system? I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes I fear that I can't do it. Just going to work for me is a struggle.
Yeah.
And it's for a number of reasons. It's not, you know, I am disillusioned with the world, most definitely, and the things
yes.
I've seen and things that I've experienced.
Yes.
I'm coming through. I'm one of a few people in my family who has gone on to college and gone on to a profession, you know, not just a job, but a profession.
Yes.
And I have other family members, many who are on the system, who look up to me. And I want to just ask you if you have any advice on how to help me to just keep it together.
I tell you what. You're the kind of person I'm looking for. When you first talked to me, spoke with me, you talked about welfare and stuff, and I thought that's where you were going. But somehow fate would have it that I sort of let you go for a little while through a few breaks, and here you are, actually sprouting a question which I can really attend to. And it's very hard for me to find people who are willing to step forward and say, listen, this is my problem, and you're doing it too. Now, right now, I come alive. But first of all, I'm going to hold you over to the next hour. So, but your problem is stress. And so here it is. The only problem you have is stress. If you do not deal with stress properly, you become demoralized. Stress is tantamount, the equivalent to temptation. And what tempts you is evil. So that when people tempt you, they may not know that they are corrupting you and violating and hurting you. They may even get a little pleasure from teasing you, just like the bully did it to them. They became the bully that did it to the person who did it to you. It's a chain gang, a chain reaction. The whole country, Americans are intimidating each other. The bully is a coward before his bully or her bully. But when he, before a person who's weaker than himself, when he sees the chance, he becomes the bully to get back what he's lost to his bully. So he becomes a bully also. The only other alternative you have in the stress system is appeasement. So when you appease, hoping that people will love you and be fair with you, it doesn't work, because what you're doing is giving, you're teaching the bully that it works. Means that you give yourself to that person, and thinking that it's love, you find yourself enslaved to that person, and you can't do enough for that person, because the more you do for them, the more power you give them to hate you, to upset you. They learned a trick how to see, once you start to need a person and give yourself to them as a means of a peace, which is appeasement, the person, you're giving that person power. And the more power he has, the more he will hurt you with it, and so that you can't escape. You can only escape by rebelling, but in your rebellion, you're confused. You can't function. Everything you do is wrong, because you've lost the ability over yourself and given it to another, and you don't know how to get yourself back again. Am I correct about that?
Yes.
And so now, I'm going to help you. I'm going to talk, you and I are going to spend the whole evening together if we have to get people to understand that they're all like that. Everybody is in a different stage of being broken and breaking. Everybody in this country, with very few exceptions, I'm one of the exceptions, and I know there are others, but I know how to break that spell. And I, before the evening's out, I'm going to break that spell with you. Are you willing to stay with me through the next hour?
Yes, sir.
I think so. In other words, what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you the whole Kashmir, the whole thing. What do they say when they give the whole enchilada, right?
That's it.
Okay, now, you and I are going to talk. It'll be about 7 minutes. You're going to hear me talking because I have new audiences that have to come. So 7 minutes if you'll just relax. Thank you very much. Don't go away. I'm Roy Masters. We'll be
right back. What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Ladies and gentlemen, my friends, I do hope that you're not too disturbed and don't fall into the category of George Orwell, author of 1984. You should see that film or read the book, which is prediction of, it's predicted, that's a future, it's prediction. Everything you see happening is planned. And the planners know how to create this. They know how to be the cause of the effect. And what you're looking at is how the plan is working out. It's the plan of hell on earth. It's called socialism. And so far, we've yielded to it, intimidation and submission. We do not know how to deal with intimidation. Every person who's intimidated ends up submitting or becoming the thing he hates. You see, that's the only two choices you've got, and a slave of this, of that which sets it in motion from the very beginning. It could be Paradise Lost, or it could be a new realm, a new round of people rising as a political system and taking advantage of that knowledge. 800-866-8883 is the number to call me in the next hour. And if you want to go to my website, please download a $10 Be Still and Know It. You'll see it there. If you can't afford $10, it's free. Just call my office, 800-877-3227. 800-877-3227. There will be a means by which you will receive it as a physical disc or download as you please. No charge. Be right back.
Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Yes, a noble nation is very hard to conquer. But if you want to conquer a nation, you have to degrade them and demoralize them. You have to get into the schools, the universities, and into the religion. You want to infiltrate into religion and mess it up. This is easy to do. All you have to do is start a church or a group and hold yourself out as an authority. And if you have enough personality, pizzazz, you will attract people, and you will attract all the wrong people and make them feel good. And then they'll pay for that. And you just learn how to make people feel good, and you play the role of appeaser. Now, in that role of appeaser, you're not a victim. In that role of an appeaser, rising as an appeaser like Obama, he arises as appeaser. But appeaser can have two roles. He can be a slave of a bully. That's one. He can be a slave of the bully. And not only just a bully, but the spirit of the bully. In other words, it doesn't have to be that person. You could be locked into that person or that system or that religion or that politic. But it doesn't have to be that. You can be a slave of anything that rises